This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are reports this morning that the biggest bank in the U.S. is going to stop doing student loans. JPMorgan Chase could stop taking new applications in October. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looked into this and joins us live. Adrian, if this is the case, how come?
Well, they just weren't a big part of the business anymore. According to Reuters, only about 0.5% of the bank's assets were in student loans at the end of June. And here's another sort of amazing number to put it in perspective a little. In 2008, the bank wrote about $7 billion with a B in student loans. Last year, that number was just $200 million with an M. So student loans just weren't part of the business the way they used to be.
But, you know, I've been watching this, too. How much of this has to do with changes that Congress made to the student loan programs a couple years ago?
It looks like a lot. I mean, back in 2010, Congress allowed the government to start lending directly to students, basically cutting banks out of the federal lending process. And today, non-federal student loans are only about 7% of the market. For one, these private bank loans have higher interest rates than federal loans. But Chase stepping out doesn't mean the end of private borrowing. Other banks are likely to keep on lending, to keep on paying for those very expensive college degrees.
Indeed. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much.
Anytime.